It's time, by gosh, by golly, for a tale told by Uncle Wally. It's a tale that he told me, a tale that you and I should know. In the Atlantic is a current, a conveyor belt-type current, that flows north and south and gives out heat, more heat than the summer sun. And mightier this current than 100 Amazon rivers, and the heat that it delivers makes Western Europe run. The equator heats the water, which flows north to warm up Europe. That cools the current, so it sinks, heads south and starts again. And if not for this heat conveyor, all Europe would be icebound, and Paris would be Moscow perched on a frozen sand. Uncle Wally says to look out for the climate, for the climate could be changing very soon. Uncle Wally says to look out for the climate. This is Uncle Wally's climate tune. As we humans heat the earth up, we don't know what might happen. This current could decide to stop in just 10 years or so. And though it all seems crazy, Europe plunging in an ice age, Uncle Wally says it happened here 12,000 years ago. For when the world heats up, the Atlantic heats up too. Some of the ice cap melts, and in a blink, less salt in the water means the water won't sink. What you gonna do when the water won't sink and that conveyor belt is through? Uncle Wally says to look out for the climate and the fossil fuels that burn out of control. If we don't face up to our sins of emissions, we may see the common market catch a cold. Now logic seems to whisper, while money seems to shout, and the only place big business walks is on the bottom line. So we don't hear Uncle Wally's tale when we're voting on pollution. And I suggest we not invest in euros at this time. Uncle Wally says to look out for the climate, 'cause our politicians live in a cocoon. It's you and I must speak and vote the climate, for the climate could be changing very soon. This is Uncle Wally's climate tune. This is Uncle Wally Broker's tune.